Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Ches and Parak Beis Mishnah Tes as we continue our discussion of exchanging Maaser Sheni money. In this case, we're going to be discussing a case where a person has many copper coins of Maaser Sheni that he wants to exchange for one silver coin of Maaser Sheni. It'll be much easier, certainly, to bring the silver coin down than many copper coins to Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, HaPorei Tzela Mimos Maaser Sheni, if a person wants to exchange copper coins for a silver coin of Maaser Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, Kol Hasela Maos. What can you do? You can exchange all of your copper coins for one silver coin. Not a problem, says Beishamai. You can make the exchange. Ubeis Hillel, Omer Beis Hillel says, no. Shekel Kesef Vishekel Maos. What do you got to do? You got to exchange the silver coins, the copper coins, for a shekel, which is half a sela, and the rest you're going to have remaining as a bunch of copper coins. And Beis Hillel, the reason why Beis Hillel doesn't allow a person like Beis Shammai to simply get a sela, to simply get that to silver coin, is because he's concerned that if everyone were to bring down their silver coins to Yerushalayim, everyone in where they live, they exchange the copper for silver, they're going to therefore only bring down silver to Yerushalayim. Then when they get to Yerushalayim, in order to make any sort of small purchases, you're going to have to exchange for copper, and then the price of copper is going to go up. So, b'pnei darchei shalom, b'pnei tikkun ha'olam, for the betterment of the world, Beis Hillel, and that's how he paskin, is of the opinion that if you have a lot of copper coins, you have to keep half of them and still bring down those half to Yerushalayim, but the other half you can exchange for a shekel, which again is half a sela, and therefore it's a little easier to bring the shekel down instead of all those copper coins. But according to Beis Hillel, you still have to keep the remaining copper coins with you. The Mishnah concludes with one more machlokes. Rabbi Meir says, "Ein mechalin kesef upeiros al hakesef." Says Rabbi Meir that you're not allowed to transfer. Let's say you have kesef, you have copper coins or silver coins, and you also have fruit of Maaser Sheni, both of which you want to exchange and put on money. Says Rabbi Meir, you're never allowed to transfer money and fruit to the exact same coin. It has to be that they're transferred separately, that they're not transferred together. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, v'chachamim matir, the chachamim permit this and say no, that you're allowed under some circumstances, as we'll see, to transfer both the produce that you're looking to transfer and redeem on coins, and smaller coins that you're looking to redeem onto more expensive coins. You can say the Chachamim redeem them onto one coin. And the Bar Tanura points out that even the Chachamim, generally speaking, don't allow you to redeem produce and food and to redeem lesser quality coins on the same ultimate bigger coin, except where they don't equal without them, meaning where you need, you have some remaining produce and you have some remaining copper coins, and the only way to get rid of them, to redeem them, and to exchange them is through combining the food and the coin. So there you could do it. But generally speaking, the Chum agreed to Rabbi Meir that you shouldn't be doing it unless you absolutely need to. And as the Bar Tanura points out, v'halacha kechachamim, the halacha is very much like the chachamim. Continuing now with Perek Bey's Mishnah Tes. Says the Mishnah, haporet tzela shel maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim, a person is looking to exchange a silver coin for copper coins in Yerushalayim. And again, copper is less valuable, and therefore people would often want copper coins to be able to buy food and different things that are worth less. So says Beisham, Beishamai, Om Beishamai say, Kol Hasela Maos. Not a problem. You can absolutely do a complete and total exchange for the copper coins. Not a problem. You can do that fully, says Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel, Omer Beis Hillel says no. Shekel Kesef v'Shekel Maos. Says Beis Hillel that what you gotta do is you gotta do similar to what we said in the previous Mishnah. Yeah, you could exchange the shekel kesef and for a shekel maos. You have to have basically split it up between the shekel of kesef and the shekel of of copper. In other words, according to Beis Hillel, he must take change for one shekel's worth, which is again is half a sela in silver coins, and he may take change for the other shekel's worth in copper coins, but he's not allowed to exchange the entire sela that he has for copper coins. Okay, we're concerned, according to the Beis Hillel, it says the Bartanur, we're concerned that what's going to happen is he's not going to end up spending all of the money on food, all of the copper on food in Yerushalayim. He's going to save it for the next time that he comes to Yerushalayim. And because the copper coins, they corrode and they sort of fade over time and they become less valuable. So ultimately, if you save the copper for next time, then you're going to be losing Meister Sheni money. It's going to be worth less, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. So the Beis Hillel's concern is that you can't just exchange the whole sela, the whole silver for copper coins. Rather, you should do half and half, half the sela and half of the copper coins as well. And now we're going to see a bunch of other opinions in terms of the exact measurement, the exact amount that a person should exchange. Everyone agrees here that a person may not exchange an entire silver coin at once, but the question is, how much change may he take? And we should just point out, the Bartanur did say that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, Hadan lifnei chachamim omrim. Those who debate the chachamim, say, who are the people who are done and who would judge, who would debate before the chacham. So as the Bartanura points out, there were certain students of the chacham. Unfortunately, they died young, so they never really became great rabbis, but they were a big talmidei chacham as students, certainly. And there were certain people, there was, as the Bartanura says, there's Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma, and the Hanan HaMitzri, three budding talmidei chachamim who would often sit in front of the chacham and debate things. So this was their opinion regarding exchanging the sela in front of in Yerushalayim. Says these rabbis, b'shlosha din rei kasef. What must he do? He must take change for 3 dinar worth, which is 3/4 of a sela in silver coins. V'dinar mos, and he may take change for 1 dinar's worth, which is again is 1/4 of a sela in copper coins. So again, the only question is, what's the percentage? How much copper? How much silver? And he's of the opinion that it's 3/4 silver and 1/4 copper. Rabbi Akiva says, shlosha dinarin kesef. He must take change for 3 dinarim worth in silver coins, and then out of the 4th dinar's worth of the sela, he may take change, or a revius ma'os, 1/4 of it in copper coins, but he must take change for the rest of it in silver coins. In other words, he may exchange only 1/4 of a dinar, which again is 1/16 of a sela, for copper coins. So we got a different percentage. We don't have to go into the exact mathematics of it, but a different percentage of how much silver versus how much copper. Rabbi Tarfon says he must take change for 3 dinars worth. What does he say? Arba asperei kasef. That he must take 4 aspers worth, which is 4/5 of a dinar in silver coins, and he may exchange only 1 aspers worth, which is 1/20 of the original sela, in copper coins. Again, a different mathematical equation for how much silver and how much copper. And the final opinion, Shammai says, he may not exchange silver for copper coins at all. Yani chena bechanos the Yochal Kenegda. What must he do? He should deposit the silver sela in Yerushalayim in a store where the storekeeper will be there. Again, the whole point is he just wants the copper to be able to buy these food items and these smaller items. So just take the silver, leave it with the shopkeeper there. And then he can eat the food from the store equal to the value of the sela. So it's sort of like he'll keep it on, I'll have like an account with the shopkeeper, keep the silver, and he's going to keep taking food until the value of that silver has been used. Quick review. Perek Beis Mishnah Ches discussed the case where a person wants to exchange many copper coins of Ma'aseh Sheni for a silver coin. Beis Sham was of the opinion that he can exchange all the copper coins, right? The value of the entire sela, not a problem. Beis Hillel says no, that he may exchange half the copper coins, right, for the value of a shekel, but the other half of the copper coins, which were also worth a shekel, must be kept as copper coins. And again, his opinion, the reason for his opinion, was because we're concerned that when a person arrives in Yerushalayim, if everyone only has silver, then copper is going to go up because everyone's going to need copper. When there's a supply and demand, when you need more of something, it's going to go up, and that's going to mess up everyone's financial situations. So that's why Beis Hillel, who be passing like, was of the opinion that half of it should become silver, but half of it should stay copper. And then the Mishnah concluded with another machlokas regarding a situation where you want to take your fruits and you have smaller coins and you want to put them all and exchange all of them and redeem all of them on larger coins. So we said that according to Rav Meir, you can never do that. You can never exchange both fruit and smaller coins on one larger coin together. Based and the Chachamim disagreed. We possibly Chachamim said that you can do it, but only when that's your only choice. Only when you're already out of any more fruits gone, any more smaller coins are gone, and now you have left over a few fruits and a few coins. In order to have another coin, you need to combine them together. So then said the Chachamim, then in that situation, you may combine the fruits and the smaller coins and redeem them together on a larger coin. And then Perek Bez Mishnah Tes discussed the halacha of someone who's exchanging a silver sella coin of Meiser Sheni for copper coins in Yerushalayim. And we said, Beis Shammai says, not a problem. You can exchange the whole sella for copper coins according to Beis Hillel. You can, you must take change for one shekel's worth, half the sella in silver coins, and then you could take the other half in copper coins. So you have to, again, like we said previously, you have to sort of split it up. And again, his concern was that the copper is going to be saved, and then it's going to be lost, and then it's going to lose its value, and then people are going to get messed up, because then it's going to lose their Meister Sheni value, which you're not allowed to do. And we paskin like Beis Hillel. And the Mishnah just concluded with a bunch of other opinions regarding exactly how much copper, how much silver. Everyone agreed that you can't have the entirety of it be copper. The question was exactly what the percentage was. Have a great day.